Hello, I'm Carlotta Rubello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. For Tall Story number 64, Monocle's Yolene Goffin hops on her bicycle and takes control of the road as she tells us about the joys of cycling in Amsterdam.
Call me naive, but as a Flemish-speaking Belgian, I thought it was safe to assume that the Dutch and I would have plenty in common. Beyond a border, history and language, it's true that we also share a love of bicycles. From a young age, we pedal our way to independence. I was 6 when I made my first solo journey to school. However, the first time I traveled to Amsterdam to visit a friend, it soon became clear that when it comes to cycling, the Dutch do things a little differently. As I confidently mounted my bike at Centraal Station, I wasn't prepared for what lay ahead. Almost immediately, I was maneuvered to the side by an overtaking cyclist. I was struck not only by the bravado of the Dutch cyclists, but also that of my usually demure friend. With a bluster I had never witnessed, she cleared herself a path with voice and bell. I know that's the purpose of a bell, but in Belgium it's considered impolite to actually use it. And as we whisked past unsuspecting tourists, I caught glimpses of their flabbergasted faces. 10 minutes later, we arrived. No dawdling, this was serious work. It's taken a few trips, but I think I finally cracked cycling in the city. It's a thrilling experience to be part of a swarm of starlings, moving as if choreographed, crossing busy junctions, navigating our way through the city, weaving between cars and pedestrians. It may seem like chaos to the onlooker, but to the participants, it's highly organized. Perhaps the key to success is the Dutch granny bike. It may weigh a ton, but its design ensures that your posture is regimental straight, which, in turn, inspires a new level of confidence. You feel like a royal on a horse. And if you're the queen, you don't need a helmet. Everyone else will look out for you. It sounds strange, but Dutch drivers likely grew up on a bike, so they anticipate your behavior. It's a stark contrast to the slinky Lycra pelotons in cities such as London and New York, always attempting to extract respect from motorists. In Amsterdam, it's that posture that makes you feel as if you own the road. Or maybe it's the fact that Dutch cyclists don't follow the rules follow them. I still make mistakes and it's terrifying. On one occasion, I was the first in a queue of bikes waiting at a red light, and when I realized I was about to pedal in the wrong direction, I froze. My explanation was lost in the flurry of commuters, and I received a grating concerto of bicycle bells and colorful phrases, some of which I didn't even know existed in our language. This anarchy didn't happen overnight. Cycling in the Netherlands has a history. Troops of cyclists would slow down German occupiers during the Second World War by riding in the middle of the road. But the critical change happened in the 1970s, when the government made huge investment in infrastructure. For almost every Belgian, this made the Netherlands a place of pilgrimage to visit on a cycling holiday. As a kid, I remember knowing the exact moment we crossed the border, when the bumpy road beneath our wheels turned to pristine asphalt. Some argue that Amsterdam has become a victim of its own success. Bikes now outnumber people, and if this two-wheel transport is not your thing, you might consider it, as my colleague coined it bluntly, bike pollution. But schemes for more underground and underwater bike parking are being developed, and all of this feels like a nice problem to have if you compare it to capitals where the car is still king. The health and environmental benefits of cycling are many, but beyond that, there are a few better ways to explore the city. So, when you visit Amsterdam, do as the locals do and find yourself a granny bike. Sit up straight, act confident, and don't be intimidated. You'll soon feel the thrill and blend into the rush of starlings. Just don't freeze at the lights.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Yolene Goffin for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Rubello, goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.